after the show and she said, "You guys rocked, you were so good. I want to buy one of your albums." And I said, "Sure thing, honey." And we went through all the different things. She said, "I want the punkest thing. I want something from this era of the band." And we talked for quite some time. We had a good rapport. And I finally convinced her that she wanted to buy our album, Dad Deserves the Breast, which you can buy too. It's only $5. And I said, "It's only $5. And she said, "Wow, that's a really good deal." And I said, "Yeah, with the economy the way it is and, you know, fucking Obama and the White House, you know, we got to keep the prices low because people can't afford it." And she said, "Whoa, are you serious about what you're saying about Obama?" And I said, "Yeah." And she was like, "No, that's a deal breaker." And I said, "Are you kidding me?" She said, "No, I'm not kidding you." And I said, "What?" I was like, "You love that guy? You love that idiot?" And she was like, "Yes. Do you think someone could do a better job?" I said, "Anyone could do a better job." She said, "You are kidding me." I said, "No, I'm not kidding you." She said, "Are you going to vote for Romney?" I said, "No. I'm going to write in myself. Voting is a joke and a waste of time. Don't you understand?" And she had it. She was walking away from the table. I said, "Listen here, honey. At the end of this song, Spank the World, which we'll perform to you tonight, we chant, 'Obama is not my president.'" And she was like, "I am out of here." She left. I said, "You're not breaking the bank, honey. You think I need your money? It's just $5. Then later on that night, we're doing a raffle. And it was for the release of the Bringing It Together Like Pangea album, which you can buy from us tonight, too. It's only $20. But it's a sliding scale, because like I said, Obama's in the White House ruining everything. The dollar isn't worth what it was used to. So anyway, there's a raffle happening. Tickets were only a dollar. We're about to give out a signed copy of this new album. And she turns to Abe from Treasure Mammal, who's doing the raffle. She says, "Hey, if you rig this raffle, I'll buy a ticket from you." She doesn't think I hear it. I said, "You're an Obama Nation! Get out of here! Is that what you Obama supporters like to do? Cheat and steal? You think he's gonna cheat and steal the White House again? I don't think so." I almost brought her to tears. She didn't believe me. She said, "Is this guy for real?" Abe said, "Yep."
Well, howdy ho, folks, for Father's Day.
You see my face? You see my face? You see my face?
8-year-old son, and he's kind of a weird kid. And he sat me and his mother down, and he said, "Mom, Dad, I'm pretty sure I'm gay." And I just about lost it. This one's called "You're Not Gay."
Everyone, please give it up.
Okay.
next one's a Bob Seger song.
It's called When I Say Woman, I'm Talking to You. I'm not getting it.
Why can't we?
video right there, Ray.
Almost. I think that we should skip these two.
We're getting too old for this.
And just do this one, and then we get an encore, and we do this one. Oh.
I can do it.
You want to skip that one? Let's just do this one. We have one more song before you give us an encore. And if you don't give us an encore, we'll play forever. You think these songs are hard? Fuck you.
Because they are. As you can tell. Anyway, this one's called Beyond the Brat. We wrote it.
Here we go. Hold on.
Yeah.
buy our merchandise. It's outside. We have lots to sell.
Thank you very much. We'll get all your autographs outside.